With the perspective that life is a brief, transient passage and death is an eternal extension of the joys of initial existence, it is no surprise that we see such emphasis placed on funerary architecture. For the afterlife to be enjoyed, one's physical remains had to be preserved and housed. Great ritual was associated with the preparation of not only the body, but of its final resting place. The precursors to the great pyramids we think of when we imagine ancient Egypt were much smaller tomb markers, known as mastabas. These were low-lying, bench-like structures made of mud brick, usually about 30 feet in length. The above-ground monument would have been decorated with geometries and sacred symbols in rich colors. Underneath, there was a burial chamber where the bodies lay interred, as well as a second chamber for an effigy to be buried. The Ka, or spiritual double, lived out the afterlife, and its resting chamber had a false door for its use. These underground chambers were called serdabs.